you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Listen anywhere, worldwide. We had Dr. Mina on. Missed that. Check out the podcast. Our comedian buddy Billy Blank, who's in town this weekend. Funny Bone, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. See Billy tonight and tomorrow night. It's Friday. Craig, you got more Deadpool names you want to get rid of?
We can do that.
All right.
Some of the players that had the 106-year-old Norman Lloyd in our Deadpool, which you should join,
yep.
Include Puss Told Me, gets a hit, as does Puss's pink sock puppet, that gets a hit. Rawshank Redemption gets a hit.
That's a good one.
Nice.
I like that.
R.E.O. Teabagging gets a hit.
I've not heard that one.
Should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not. Stupid, man.
That's funny.
Yep.
Retro Sancho gets a hit, as does Rusty Fartsack.
Oh, God.
Think about that one for a second.
I'd rather not.
Everything about that is just horrible.
Nope. Rather not.
There's not one good word in there.
Yee.
And put them together, it's really bad.
Yeah, Sandusky Shower Swimmers.
That's not a good one either.
No.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Skim Beeble and the Dingles gets a hit.
It's a good band name. Good band name.
It is, as does Skipper Kellum. Slap a COVIDiot today gets a hit.
Oh, I like that.
And socially distance Uranus gets a hit.
Not anymore. The CDC said yesterday you could bring that anus towards us.
Yeah. Bring that planet.
Yep.
Yeah, I was reading about there's going to be a big VIP Eyes Wide Shut party in New York City next week. Invite only, like 80 people.
Oh, well, they're all vaccinated.
Did you get the
right
invite?
Now.
I did not.
They're all vaccinated. They can have sex, right?
I'm still waiting. Right. I think that's a requirement.
Okay, of course.
And then, of course, yeah, you got to wear a mask, but not one of your face
masks. No, your eye mask.
You got to wear the eye mask.
Yeah, sure.
So if it's VIP in New York, who's it, like Sarah Jessica Parker and Cuomo?
Yeah, they're not naming names.
You mean Sarah Jessica Parker and who's she married to?
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, I don't think there's swimming through a lube together. Maybe. No. Maybe.
Well, only she's invited.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller has to stay home.
Yeah, 80 hand-selected guests taking place in a luxurious three-story penthouse in downtown Manhattan.
And it's sex? They saying that?
This really sounds like you did get the invite.
Yeah.
It seems like you're reading from your email.
What
here.
Time do you have to be there?
Headline says a wild
with his
VIP
hat.
Group sex party is about to invade
group sex.
New York City.
All right.
Yeah, so it's an Eyes Wide Shut party.
Huh? They can't wait for you to stroll backwards into that room.
Ass first. No waiting.
Yeah, I'm looking for names.
And that's before the CDC came out. So good
for
them.
They had scheduled that quite a while ago.
They lucked out then.
Oh, they had one in September and October, but it was limited to 30 people. That was pre-vaccine.
Well, remember there were some rich Long Island, there were a lot of places. There were some rich places where they were testing people for COVID, rapid testing, before they walked into the party.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
And they got a lot of crap for that, but I'm thinking you would have, I mean, back in the day when we were stuck in a house just going completely nuts, if you knew people that had a beach house and invited 60 people and they all got pre-tested, you'd have went to that party. I know I would have.
Yeah, the stories I read was like, you know, you pulled up right. and they would come and swab right. you at the car and you stayed in the car for like the 30 minutes
it.
Or yeah. whatever
until you
for
got
the
results.
Rapid test to come
and
back.
I know they got hammered, but they had a lot of money to do that, so why not?
Yeah.
I never really thought that was a big deal. At least they were doing it the right way. Because a lot of places, you know, there was a bunch of trailer courts that had people with no test all hanging out.
So, and, yeah, you know, once it became mm-hmm. the once it got to the point where tests were
right.
readily available, right. fine, if that's what you want to do, go for it.
If you had the luxury
yeah.
of doing a party like that.
Yeah, it says this May 15th SexFest requires a negative COVID test or proof of vaccination prior to entry.
All right. Oh, they should do the vaccination only, don't you think?
Well, one or the other.
I know, but the one, I would make them have all vaccines. You want to get laid, have the vaccine.
Yeah, I think I'd require that. Yeah. We will when we do our wide shut party.
Yeah, yeah. That the RSVPs are pretty low on those. You figure you'd invite 30 chicks, 5 would say yes. No.
Nope.
You would think.
No, you'd think. Nope. You'd think.
But if we're going to do a public event, we should do something like that.
An eyes wide shut party?
Yeah.
Okay.
With limited access.
Yeah.
To your 80
butt?
People. Yeah, to your butt.
I'm sure we could get a sponsor to do it. Everybody want to get on board for a Todd and Tyler Eyes Wide Shut party.
Yeah, well, maybe we could find, like, you know, Jimmy's creepy hooded yeah. robes
That's
to get
right.
on board
yeah.
as your sponsor.
Yeah. Or you could roll off of somebody after you bang somebody and have the ranger looking at you like yesterday.
Yeah, you could sell tickets just for people to watch, too.
Yeah but
cuck.
There's no jealousy that goes on at those eyes wide shut
you don't,
parties.
You don't, yeah, not supposed to be, right? That's, that's why you bring a hooker.
If you're only a watcher, you got to bring your own sliding door
right.
to stand on yeah. the other side of.
I mean, if you're
the walk in yeah. with the door.
If you're the jealous type, you're not going to an eyes wide shut party.
No.
Because that involves sharing.
Yep.
We have 80 people. That's a big orgy.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what a good size orgy is. That certainly qualifies as an orgy. What did we set the standard at before?
I would think even in an orgy, though, I mean, people have the right to say no to something coming at them. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So you see a girl being taken care of by her husband and some other guy or whatever, two guys, and a third guy goes, she's hot, and he starts walking, and she goes, no.
No, I think when if you read those stories about these places, it, like, consent is rule number one.
Right, yeah, but you know some guys out there just the wiener hanging out saying, anywhere.
Yeah, please. Going,
yeah, yeah. There's 79 people here.
Somebody,
I'm still in the
somebody
corner.
Somebody touch me.
I went over 79.
The pandemic, but there was a sex club. Man, I don't know if it's still in this town, if it's still functioning, and I'm sure every town has one. But you could go and watch if you were a woman. They would let women in unaccompanied. But if you were a dude, you probably had to be accompanied by a woman.
You had to bring somebody with you, right?
That would make it harder.
That's what Push told me, at least, yeah.
All right, let's get 9.5-toed Luke's thoughts on this.
Oh, good.
Morning, bud.
Great.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Hey, great. We're good.
Nick goes great. What up, bud?
You know I listen to Doc Mina wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I take everything that she says to heart and to brain
mm-hmm.
to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
My question, I'm an old man, 48 years old.
Right.
I don't need any more babies.
Right.
Nick, did your mom get vaccinated and is she extra fertile? I need to know this before I get over there tonight.
Extra fertile. We did find out the vaccinations might make you extra tonight even. I don't need any babies.
Do I need to stop and get magnums, or can I still go bareback? These are important issues, Nick, and I need your help.
Just keep your socks on.
Keep the socks on?
Yeah, well, that's,
got it.
That's
got
no
it.
Problem. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
See you.
What an ass.
So you were right by saying, oh, great.
Yeah.
He doesn't need any more babies. I'm surprised he's not fixed.
But you've always wanted a half brother or sister, haven't you, Nick?
Yeah, who's black?
Yeah.
Well, half.
Yeah.
No, they're black. Society sees those babies.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what he calls them.
Yeah. Oversized mulattoes. He calls them oversized mulattoes.
His words, not ours.
Wrong. No, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
I finally watched the John Oliver from Sunday night, and it was a whole deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Was into black people being discriminated because of their hair.
It was a good piece.
Oh, yeah, really interesting.
It was a really good piece. Yeah.
And Luke eliminated that problem by getting rid of his hair entirely.
Yeah, he just...
And half a toe.
Right. Just to make sure.
Yeah.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah. Coming over tonight.
Well, it's Friday. Time to party, man.
Man is...
Raw dog in the night, man. That's nice to hear, isn't it?
Well, he says he spends all this time with her and doesn't know if she's been vaccinated or not.
It's like they never talk.
Well, Dr. Bina said vaccinations might make more people. Oh, she didn't really say that, but
would have that conversation.
Yeah.
That they would have had that conversation by now. Luke should have at least brought it
I'm
up.
I'm sure it's an agreement.
Just when he called, I was like,
satisfy each other and go on with your life.
I was like, Luke, do you want to share some orgy story? He's like, no, not really. I got something else.
So he had some, just didn't want to share.
No, he says he didn't.
Yeah. He's a one woman at a time kind of guy. Either his baby mama or Nick's mom, apparently. Does she know about that bit? That a big black guy calls in and says he takes care of
that? I think so, yeah.
Has she brought the bit up with you at all?
I'm more curious if the baby mama knows about that bit.
Yeah.
Well, if he's still breathing, the answer is no.
That's the question. Right?
He's a lot of talk around her.
Yep.
She's used to him just spouting off around her. I mean.
Oh, yeah. She's put up with his crap for years.
Yeah, she's used to him spouting. And they stopped showing the Super Bowl, not just because not because of you, Nick. I am getting tired of watching Brady win everything, too.
I hate it.
Yep.
It's like every 3 minutes I look at the TV and it's the Chiefs getting their ass kicked again.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I want to rewind it so you can watch it again.
I do want to watch him just kill the Patriots this year. That's one game I will root for Brady wholeheartedly.
He will.
I think that's going to happen.
Destroy the Patriots. Because then their fans will go, well, we still love you, Tommy. No, we don't.
You see that, like, already the tickets for that, like, you can't even get in a building now for less than $1,000.
Yep.
Wow.
They say it's probably the biggest hyped regular season game ever.
Absolutely.
Well, have you been following carefully, and will you continue to follow carefully?
Oh, no.
The adventures of Bennifer.
Oh, yeah,
they might be back.
Are they?
Well, they went and spent the weekend in a cabin in Montana. One of them has a big house out there. I had no problem with it, but my wife said, why are they? I said, well, first of all, they both found themselves single.
Some people refer to them as Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, apparently it was Kevin Smith, by the way, invented that. I saw him tweet that out.
I'm sorry.
It was Jersey Girl. He was doing that movie Jersey Girl, and he called him, hey, Bennifer, when they were kind of hanging out behind the scenes.
Was he drunk at the time?
It says it was his idea.
When Tyler and I were hanging out a lot together, people used to call us Toddler.
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
I had no problem with two people that recently got single and they had great sex back in the day getting together and having sex again. I didn't see the problem with that. I don't hate Ben Affleck. Whatever. She's famous and she's hot. I had no problem with them getting back together to bang. Wouldn't you?
Oh, depending.
They were actually engaged, but it's been 17 years. Like, 2004, they broke up.
Yeah, so he slid back into her DMs while she's making a movie.
Well, why not, man?
Away from A-Rod.
She's obviously saying, what the hell, let's go have some fun. Don't you imagine this, though, because everybody's human, no matter how rich and famous you are. A-Rod calling her, I'm going to kick Affleck's ass. Why'd you call? You always wanted, that kind of. There had to be an adult conversation on the phone about what are you doing.
Yeah.
Because they're just adults.
I'm pretty sure A-Rod's moved on.
Of course he has.
Well,
he moved on when they were together.
But he got dumped.
He put out a bit of a snarky comment about the Red Sox the other day, though.
Did he really?
He did. Yeah, Ben Affleck being a Red Sox fan.
Oh, huge.
What NBA team did A-Rod get involved in?
The Wolves.
Timberwolves,
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're arguing about whether or not we'd have sex with Jennifer Lopez.
Exactly.
If she let us.
Right.
We're
not arguing.
No,
I'm not arguing.
No,
but I heard the story. People bitching. Well, I can't believe it. Well, why not? They're both single, right? Okay, have fun.
Well, the thing is, she may not have been at the time. We don't know. Because, you know, she and A-Rod were still working on things when Affleck was still sliding into the DMs saying, hey, you know, miss you, girl.
Well, yeah, I heard you're having trouble, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He knew something
A-Rod
was up.
Can't throw it down.
Right.
Doesn't he have kids now?
Who?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, well, he's got three or
yeah,
four
with Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, but they've been divorced for years.
So they'd be like.
He just was dating this hot chick recently, some hot actress, young girl, and they broke up.
Not like Jennifer Garner.
Right.
Right.
Well, he found a younger one without kids and stretch marks. Was that out loud?
Yeah.
All right.
Send your emails to Tyler at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Jennifer Garner's gorgeous, by the way, and her commercials are sexy and hot, so I was just joking.
Yeah, she's pimping a credit card that's still hot.
I have to say, that's what I mean, that credit card commercial. She's so cute in those. Well, you show me somebody hot, I show you a guy that wants to bang somebody a lot younger.
Somebody's tired of banging her.
And if you're Ben Affleck, you can do what you want.
Well, they just had, they've had completely different lives since they've
been
together.
Yeah,
she'd have to be like,
yeah,
what's your youngest's name?
All right, man. That's true. I mentioned earlier before you got here, Nick, about... If you end up with somebody else, you have to tell them about all your crap. You have a cousin. You're lying.
Yeah,
with, I got a cousin in Des Moines.
Right.
I got a.
Who's that? Of my, you know. Then I have another aunt.
Right. Yeah. And you're already just used to your in-laws and that part. You just that's a delicate balancing act. No matter what, get along or not with in-laws, it's still a delicate.
You balance. You know the story.
You know the story, right? Right.
I can't imagine ever going through everything and being like. And my dad came out.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? See, there was this jean jacket.
Shut up.
I still feel bad. I told my wife that when we were, you know, just dating or whatever, the first time she met my dad, we were driving to meet him in like a Chili's or whatever.
And you hadn't told her he was out of the closet yet?
No. And I procrastinate. And we're pulling into the parking lot. I'm like, oh, by the way, my dad's gay. So she had like 40 seconds to process it.
Well, your dad is such a good dude, so she probably just melted in his arms.
Really,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. What's the process?
Yeah. Well, it's a different sense of time.
I just think she wouldn't have, she didn't expect it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, my dad's gay. You're right.
And she would have known immediately when we sat down. Because, like, you know, dad's obviously gay, and he was there with a pretty flamboyant friend.
Oh, yeah. Like, so it was on fire, basically, the booth you sat at. Mm. Sorry, Dr. Mina.
And some T-shirt, some T-shirt from a musical.
He had a Rent T-shirt on.
Kinky Boots. I think it was Kinky Boots.
That's the one you got.
That's how you advertise it.
Yeah, but Ben, he'll be like, it's Jalen's birthday. Who's that? My daughter?
Right. That is, yeah, if they've been divorced since, they never gotten married. They were engaged for a little bit. I think they've been not seeing each other 17 years they've been apart, so.
They apparently had been chatting occasionally.
Yeah, why not?
Because she gets along with all of her exes.
Well, it also
which
heard,
means she broke up with them.
We didn't know for a fact, but didn't we know that, didn't we think, we've heard it, A-Rod, she couldn't trust A-Rod. That's pretty much the story was out there.
Man, who knows? Right. But at the same time, like you said... you know, she breaks up with just about all of them.
But
she's the one that does the breaking up.
But it seemed like the narrative was that he was cheating on her. But I don't really care. Good for Ben Affleck.
Wouldn't you be self-conscious if you were him? Because she looks basically exactly the same as she did 17 years ago. And he's going to be like, oh, I'm a little lumpier.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I didn't see a photo of them. And Ben Affleck was a lot younger 17 years ago, like all of us were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he does have the, you know, what have you been doing lately? Well, I'm Batman now.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of cool. So I got that going for me.
Oh, in any movie he directs, he makes sure he gets a shot of him shirtless.
When he's in shape. There's a great movie. Watch that movie, The Way Back, where he's the alcoholic basketball coach.
That has been in my queue for months.
You'll love it. It's good.
I still haven't pulled the trigger.
It's good. And he's just a schlub, though, in that. I mean, he's a good-looking schlub because he's Ben Affleck, but he's got a belly on him because he's an alcoholic, and it's a good movie.
As schlubby as Ben Affleck can
be. Exactly.
Is it not hokey?
Oh, yeah. But it's also, it's just good. You know, it's feel good.
Sometimes sports movies, like, I'll have a hard time turning them on because I'm just envisioning,
you know, it's down to the last second, and is the shot going to go in?
Well, I understand that, but there's a twist in there that is a little different. Uh-huh. I'm not going to tell you until you watch it. Well, but there's and he's a drunk, and that's some of the best scenes where he's just a drunk and doing stupid drunk stuff.
Nice.
Well, any sports movie, you know, you're down to two outcomes. They're going to win the game or they're not going to win the game.
Right.
You know?
God, I hope they win.
But this one's different.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Did you see the pictures or hear the story about the planes, the airplanes that collided over Denver?
No.
On Wednesday.
I did not.
A fascinating story.
Were they private aircraft?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were airlines.
We would have heard about that.
Yeah. Wednesday morning near Cherry Creek State Park, two aircraft going in for a landing at Centennial Airport, small little regional airport there.
Yeah.
And they were getting ready to land when they collided. The jet involved was able to get onto the runway safely, even after sustaining serious damage. The small plane, they threw out the parachute and landed with the parachute and the small
plane. That's right. The really small planes do have those, the newer ones, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They threw out the parachute and the plane was fine. Yeah. Everybody's fine.
Wow. The news story I saw said that, like, whatever manufacturer of that plane is, it's a new thing that they've started putting in their planes. It's like a parachute that pops out the tail end.
Right.
And the plane just floated to the ground and landed softly.
And you don't die.
Nobody's dead.
Yeah. Shouldn't all planes have those?
Yeah.
You'd think.
Well, but right. I don't think full-size passenger jets can have those. But
it would be a huge parachute.
Oh, my God. It'd be great to know that that's possible.
Well, one was a twin-engine plane. The other was much smaller, the single-engine Cirrus. That, the single-engine plane, is the one that had the parachute.
Right. And I don't know how much they cost, but people buy private planes. They usually buy something that's old.
Yeah, true. I'm sure it costs a pretty penny for this. But I've seen that new model that actually the parachute can go off. In case you have trouble.
And I don't know if you can retrofit some older Cessna to get a parachute in there or not.
But the other plane had a big chunk ripped out of the fuselage. I mean, you could see right in, and they still landed it.
Yeah, major damage to the tail section on the twin engine.
Who screwed up? The tower guy?
Yeah, is there no air traffic control?
Picked the wrong day to quick sniff and glue?
They're coming right at us.
There might not be air traffic control at small airports like that.
Well, but there's a tower, though.
They might rely
there's a small tower.
On the tower of DIA.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
Somebody messed up.
Too much glue. Billy Blank later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.